Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Perfect night in the Conlon Center. A balmy 71 degrees right here. Perfect weather in here. Piobs alongside for the first time this year, but hopefully not the last. In fact, certainly not the last. My trusty sidekick from the last 4 years, Patrick Kayabya. Piob, great to have you.
No, it's good to be here, Stu. And we have a tough test against San Francisco State, the Gators.
Yes.
I mean, they beat Holy Names by 32. We lost to Holy Names by 4. It's a tough team to beat. They gave Monterey their first loss of the season. And it seems like if this Penguin crowd could get alive for us, maybe they could stop SF State and play some good defense.
You're talking about their game against Holy Names, and that was away. That was at Holy Names when San Francisco State went over there. That was on November 14th. They beat him 95-63, a 32-point shellacking of the Hawks, who, as you mentioned, beat us by 4. Interesting, in that game, the Gators held the Hawks to 38% shooting, and that'll do it every time. They also, as you mentioned, beat the Otters over at Cal State Monterey Bay on the 1st of December, just about a week ago, last Saturday night, 49-38. Not as high scoring a game, so that tells me the Otters may be a little bit better team than the Hawks. That was Monterey Bay's first loss.
Yeah, it was Monterey Bay's first loss, and what does it is 38% shooting. That doesn't do it at all. So the Gators are doing something right. Getting her first start of the season, Lenika Boyd, she's the senior. She's a swing person. She plays guard and forward. What I like about her game, she doesn't care about scoring. She just wants to play some solid defense. Reminds me of someone from the Golden State Warriors who's having a good season, Draymond Green.
Yeah, that's a good call. Also, this visiting group of Gators lost to Cal State East Bay on November 30th, 46-38. So, overall, San Francisco State 3-3, Penguins 2-4. And let's talk about that second win, which came right here just a couple of nights ago in the last 15 seconds of the game. For those of you who haven't listened, it is posted on the Penguin Radio website. That is radio.dominican.edu. And, of course, like all of the games, you can listen to the podcast. It is listed. Interesting about that game against Notre Dame, Dana Moore. That was just a couple of nights ago. Right here in the last, well, it was 18 seconds. I've been saying 14 seconds as I've been talking about that game. But really, it came down to the last minute when Stephanie Carnes, in the far left corner on the north end of the Conlon Center, hit the big three to put the Penguins up by 1 point. And as it turns out, it held up for the win. But really, that was the first time in the entirety of the second half that the Penguins led the game, the final 14 seconds of the game.
Now, that just shows you the growth of Stephanie Carnes, walk-on freshman, now the captain of this team.
The senior. It shows
you that she has the guts to take big clutch shots late in the game.
So we have the overhead announcements going on right now here at the Conlon Center. And we are ready for tonight's national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise, listening on the Stretch Network and on Penguin Radio Worldwide. Just one game tonight. A non-conference affair, Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab. Courtside here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, another worldwide broadcast. The Gators for San Francisco State under Dr. Joaquin Wallace, assisted by Nicole Shute and Rusty May, will be sending out number 3 at guard. The 5'6 junior out of Whittier is Angela Van Sickle. Went to St. Paul High School. Number 4 and the 2 guard, the 5'3 junior, is Jennifer Lee. She's a transfer from De Anza College down in San Jose, or by San Jose. Actually, De Anza College is closer to Calistoga, isn't it? I mean, something like that. What am I thinking of? Saratoga. Not Calistoga. Might need some Calistoga. Number 5 is Nicole Hicks, a 5'7 senior out of Santa Clarita. She went to Saugus High School. Lenika Boyd, number 22, is a 5'11 senior out of Pomona. She went to Mount SAC, and that is a junior college down there. And Farah Shakur, a 5'11 11 sophomore out of San Diego Patrick Henry High School. For the 2-4 Penguins under Brianna Chambers in her sixth season. Of course, the coach is assisted by Cornell Littlejohn and Curtis Aikens, both men in their first seasons. And I got to say, Piab, I don't know if you've met these two coaches, but Mr. Littlejohn and Mr. Aikens are a couple of great guys and great basketball minds, I will add.
Yeah, I go to the gym all the time. I always try to have a conversation with Coach Littlejohn. He always puts a smile on his face. I like Littlejohn.
Yeah, he's a good dude, and he's also sporting the cool tie tonight. Yvonne Sanchez, number four, the 5'5" junior, has had just a tremendous opening campaign with the coach. She's out of Pomona and transferred out of Gary. Actually went to Gary High. Danielle Yamauchi, the 5'4" sophomore, returning her second year with Coach Chambers out of Torrance, California. Went to North Torrance High. Jasmine Cox, her first year with Coach Chambers. She wears number 14, does Jasmine Cox, the 5'10" junior, out of Upland, went to Eisenhower High School. Kimmy Nakamura, the big three-point shooter at 5'6". Nakamura, the senior out of Sacramento, went to Kennedy High. And rounding things out for Coach Chambers, Sarah Nelson, the 6'4" sophomore out of Clayton, California, went to Clayton Valley High School. Piab, I got to ask, is this your first game this year?
This is my first game, Stu, and I'm really excited. I still have the jittery bugs, man. Shows you that I love calling these games.
Yeah. It's great to be here, especially on the heels of the tremendous win from just a couple of nights ago over our arch rivals, the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. You know, Piab, in that game, the Penguins led by as many as 13 at one point, then tied it up, then led by 7, then tied it up. That is, Notre Dame tied it up.
Yeah.
Then Notre Dame went up by 5 late in the second half. The Penguins came roaring back, tied it down by 2, as I mentioned, with 14 seconds to go when Stephanie Carnes hit the 3-ball to end things. Now, as it turns out, the Penguins won that game by 4, but really, with just those last few seconds to go, Carnes had iced the deal from the corner. Here we go in the middle. It is Sarah Nelson up against Shakur, and Shakur tips it out, and San Francisco State has the ball, attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Lanika Boyd, the high scorer on the team, the 5'11 senior, kicks out to the left side. She gets it over to Nicole Hicks, who goes down low. Hicks tries to drive in, has it stuffed away by Sarah Nelson, then flips it back. Shot on goal by Boyd is no good. A loose ball. Everybody's after it. Oh, blocked over the back by Cox. Cox gets a finger on it, and the shot clock violation turns the ball over to the Penguins. 19:25 to go.
How about that defense by the Penguins to cause a 25-second violation?
That's a good point. 4 shots on goal, and the DUs wouldn't even allow him to touch the rim. Yamauchi now over to the right side. Gets it off. Driving into Sanchez. She goes baseline, whistles. 19:09 to go, no score.
Now Sanchez needs to take care of the ball. She has 22 turnovers, leads the team. So she's got to take care of the ball.
She's also one of the high scorers, though. Sanchez is all over the place. She's a burst of energy all the time. Yamauchi's got it on the end line. She gets it indoors to Nelson, down on the low post on the right side. 2 dribbles. She doesn't know what to do with it. Cox now fakes. 5 on the shot clock. Outside, Kimmy has it batted out behind her by Nicole Hicks into the Gator bench. There's only 2 seconds on the shot clock. The Penguins are going to have the ball in the corner. Nakamura is going to bring it in.
So let's see what the Penguins do on the inbound play.
Off to our left, the Penguins attacking from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. They've got 2 seconds with which to work. 1 inbounds to Yamauchi. A 3 ball is an air ball, and it's an automatic stoppage of play. 18:53 to go as the Gators answer with some big defense of their own, holding the Penguins off for their 25 seconds. Gators bring it up very quickly. Left side. Jennifer Lee's got it. She kicks backward. Back to the top to Angela Van Sickle. Sickle, as Piab mentioned, had a huge game against the Otters. Van Sickle's got it. She goes to the left side now on the right elbow. Lanika Boyd drives up off the glass, a deuce, and that scores the first score of the night, 2-0 Gators.
And how about Boyd? That is her first points of the season. She barely gets playing time, but with her getting her first start of the year, getting her first 2 points as a Gator, and she's a senior.
Lanika Boyd, a 5'11" senior out of Pomona.
18-22 to go. The Penguins down by two. A tremendous fake. Gets it down low. No look to Sarah Nelson. A little bit short from the right side of the key. Loose ball. And now it's 3-on-1 as Nicole Harris picks it up and she slows things down. Jennifer Lee to the other end. Coming up on 18 minutes, fans. First half action. 2-0 Gators. Lee's got it. She's on the right elbow, a little too far outside of the circle to shoot. Penguin bench demanding defense. Three ball goes off by Van Sickle. Short, loose ball. Everybody's going after it, and the Penguins come up with it. Cox takes it herself. Left side, Cox, a lot of glass, not even close to the rim. A very poor attempt by Cox, who's usually spot on. Nicole Hicks drives it down the other direction, 4-0 as Hicks converts a deuce.
Now that's a bad sign for the Penguins. You do not want to get Hicks going. She could score 25 on you any given night.
Stephanie Carnes gets ready to enter the game for the first minutes tonight. 17.5 fans down low to Nelson. The Penguins need Nelson to get hot. 4-0. Outside by Kimmy. Not even close. Very deep. Not even close. She barely got rim. 17-15.
That's your three-point shooter, Stu. You want her to get hot quick. And with her missing that ball long, that's a bad sign right there.
Yeah, so far, Nelson and Kimmy have been way, way off of the mark. 17 minutes exactly. Nice head fake by Shakur. Goes up the right side. I had it right. Shakur to the line. Toes it with, oh, brother. Very short. As Roldan has come in with Stephanie Carnes in place of Kimmy Nakamura and Danielle Yamauchi. 16:55. It's still 4-0. A very low-scoring affair in the first 3 minutes and 5 seconds of play.
Now, Shakur, she shoots the ball at 67% from the line.
And she missed them both. And Sarah Nelson had the ball after the box out, but with a tremendous heads-up play by Lanika Boyd, came in and forced the possession. Now, the Penguins do get it, but Boyd with some heads-up play. Roldan brings it in on the far end. Three Gators in the backcourt.
Oh.
Big-time pressure, and Roldan gets it from Cox and immediately walks with it. Check it from Sanchez, not Cox.
It's that full court press, too. It's getting to her head. She did come back from an injury last year, so she's still a little rusty.
Yeah, well, Piab, you'll be surprised when you see how good Roldan has been. You wouldn't even know it. Everybody expected her to be far more rusty than she is. She hasn't shown it at all the last couple games. Driving in right side now, Jennifer Lee goes baseline off the glass. Now it's 6-0, and the Penguins seemingly unable to deal with the big-time full-court pressure as Carnes brings it up after, once again, the big pressure in the backcourt by San Francisco State. Top of the key now. Sanchez gets it down low, throws it away. Intended for Roldan. It was either for Roldan or Nelson, but neither one of them were close to it once it crossed the end line. 6-0 fans, State. It did tip off of one of the Gator fingers, 16-13 to go.
You do mention Roldan, Stu, her being rusty. She wasn't rusty against Menlo College. She scored 10 points that game against Jolie Slimkako, who scored 27 on us.
Yeah, that's a good point. Nor was she rusty the other night against Notre Dame. And when you mentioned that Menlo game, at the end of that night, Roldan's face was absolutely purple. She worked so hard that night. I talked to her after the game and said, you know, I respect anybody whose face is that red at the end of the game. 15-58, 6-0, Gators have the ball. After the Penguins gave it up, Van Sickle brings it up. Penguins not with a lot of pressure in the backcourt, very little in fact. Van Sickle goes to the right side, gets it off to Shakur, who has Sarah Nelson all over. Carnes bats it away. It goes between the fingers, between the legs, I should say, of Lanika Boyd. And it looks like a media timeout, 15:41 to go. It is 6-0 in favor of the Gators. You're listening to NC2A basketball from Dominican University of California. Six to nothing in favor of the visiting Gators from San Francisco State University, courtside at Dominican University of California. So the Penguins have not scored yet. Last couple of games, the Penguins have looked really solid. First 4 minutes of this one, quite a different story. Inbounds from Roldan, throws it away. Gators have it, they're going to reset. Off to our right. Here's a three ball by Nicole Hicks. From the right side, can't get it close to the baseline. Bouncing around off the rim over and over, and on the floor goes Jasmine Cox. And
let's see whose ball it's going to be. Yeah, it's going to be Gator ball.
All the Gators went to the other end. Now they have to come back.
I think they thought it was the Penguins. Obviously, they thought that. 15 and a half to go, fans.
The Penguins got to be careful here, Stu. They have four turnovers on the game, and two are from Noel Roll Dan, and two are also from Yvonne Sanchez.
Hyatt's come in place. Lauren Hyatt has come in place of Nelson. Off ball, they call it on Hyatt. Oh, she's 3 seconds in the key. Let's see what it is. They didn't identify it, but that's the second on the Penguins, the first on Hyatt, who comes in. Now they get it inbounds to Desiree Collins. Collins' first minutes tonight. The senior Collins, a six-footer out of San Jose, went to Metro State University. Didn't you do a couple years there at Metro State University, Pop?
I did a couple years there. Still, I took an art class there.
That's right. I figured you had 6 or 8 units under your belt from Metro State University. Where is that, upstate New York?
Upstate, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Here's Collins now from the line. No, we don't really know where Metro State is, fans, but Desiree Collins did go there.
And since we're on Desiree Collins, she's at the line. She's been scoreless in her last two games. So with her to get a chance at the line, to get at least get a score on her stat sheet,
and she missed the first one right here. So now she has the second one to go after having been fouled. The third foul on the Penguins. And the second one by Collins rattles around and goes down. And I am happy to report that Collins has scored a point in the last three games. So now the Penguins bring it up. Jesse Marshall had a pretty good game last week against the Notre Dames, has come in for Brianna Chambers. Right side goes Kimmy, three ball very short. Carnes with a rebound. No, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Gator ball. Carnes was chasing it. I thought she was going to catch up to it. Collins will bring it in with 15-10 to go. 7-0. The Penguins are getting skunked. If this were ping pong, Piob, game one would be over. The skunk rule in effect. No, I think in ping pong it's 11. Whatever it is.
It's 11, but it's okay. Seven is the skunk rule.
All right. Well,
depends who you play with.
In the basketball, it's not seven. I'm not sure what it is, but it's not seven. I know it's not seven.
Basically, it's a touchdown on nothing.
Mikaela Booker has come in for San Francisco State, and another foul has been committed by Kimi Nakamura. No. It's actually called on Lauren Varney, the 5'10 junior for San Francisco State. So the Penguins get the ball on the turnover. Carnes will bring it up, 14-47. The referee says to the Penguin bench, hey, I don't need help. I know who committed the foul. Penguins are always quick to help. Carnes throws it around. Now they get it back over to Marshall on the left wing. Marshall's got Collins on her. She's no way she could shoot over the top. Roldan goes 360 and hands it away. Third give by Noel Roldan tonight. Very uncharacteristic of Roldan, who's usually nails. Collins has it down low, and she slams into Marshall, and Marshall forces a travel. Penguins get it back.
Now, this is why she's been scoreless. She's not known for her offense. She's there for rebounds only. So you want her to get the ball in the paint and cause a turnover.
Nakamura's got it. Over to Carnes. Brings it up across the insignia, left side across the timeline. Carnes has two on her. They give it back to Kimmy. Now back to Steph at the top. She's between the circles, just on the left, drifts over to the right. 22 seconds on the shot clock with 14:11 to go. Steph is reached in upon by Lauren Varney again. So Varney with two in the past 35 seconds of play, 14:09 to go. The score remains 7-0, and Varney's going to get yanked. Yep, she's gone. And back in is Farah Shakur. 14:09 to go as Roldan brings it in. Roldan with a foot fake has given the ball away three times tonight so far. We're only 6 minutes into it. Good foot fake by Nakamura. She gets it down low and a perfect turnaround by Jasmine Cox. An absolutely perfect look, and Cox is not even close from 4.5 feet. Coach can't believe it. 13:49. Chambers is mixing it up, trying to give everybody a shot, and nothing doing. Nobody's getting hot. As the Penguins, with some good defense, Booker hits the bottom of the backboard, 13:38, Carnes.
Cox has, last time she's shot, it hasn't hit rim, and her last shot as well didn't hit rim, so she's 0 for 2, and they didn't even hit rim.
Steph drives in, baseline left side, Roldan, three ball from the right wing, in and out. At least it was close.
It was close.
That's the first close one the Penguins have had. Hicks brings it up, still scoreless, the DUs.
Amazing, 7 minutes into it.
State's got it. They go down low to Collins on the right elbow. Collins isn't going to shoot. She tried a couple of them. Booker goes three ball, no. Rebound, nope, not for the Penguins. Shakur gets it. Kick back over to the right side. Hicks on the way. Uh-oh. 17-foot two ball puts the Gators up 9-0, 12:54 to go, and the Penguins are in jail.
Like I said, you don't want to get Hicks started early.
Yeah, you did mention that. Carnes brings it up. 9-0, fans. Penguins, the worst start of the season. Roldan gets it down low. Cox under, off the glass. Cox in and out. Can't get it to go, a whistle.
There's a net in the baskets, too. That ball was going down, but he just found a way to rim out. There is a net in the basket.
Well, there is a net in the basket,
well, yeah,
but it seems like there's a lid on the basket. Isn't that what you mean?
That's what I mean. Sorry.
I thought that's what you meant. There's certainly a net there, though. I wouldn't think the net would keep the ball from going in, as we have replacements all over the place now. Sarah Nelson returns now in place of Cox. And Melissa Boscarino's come into the game, 12:36. Boscarino, one of our favorites here at the broadcasting booth. Boscarino, her first year with Coach Chambers, a very hard worker. Right side from Nelson, not even close, deep. Penguins can't get, now, it doesn't matter if they're clean shots or not, the D's aren't getting anything to fall. I mean, nothing. Literally, 9-0. 12:15 to go, fans. Penguins on defense now as Shakur's got it. She goes top of the key. Drifting over to the right is Booker. She goes in, up, under. They wave the bucket off, and she walked with it on her way. Booker has her palms to the ceiling. She wants to know what the call is or why was she called on walking, but clearly she took too many steps on her way to the basket. 12:08 to go. Still 9-0. The DUs cannot get started, and immediately Yamauchi throws it away. In the backcourt, it's that full-court pressure.
It is.
It's just really good defense out of San Francisco State. A combination of really good defense and the Penguins being extremely rusty. Now, it's getting to that point, Piab, where it's no longer early in the game. Very few whistles. The game going very quickly as Boscarino, right here in front of the broadcasting booth, is defending on the inbound. Shakur, they go to the top of the key over to Hicks. This is Tiffany Hicks, not Nicole Hicks, who got the start tonight. Tiffany Hicks, who comes in a 5'3" sophomore, is on the floor, as Nicole Hicks is not on the floor at this time. Driving up and around and stepping out off the end line was Lanika Boyd. Boyd just sort of high dribbled and had it batted off the end line. 9-0 with 11:46 to go, Piab.
That's two turnovers on Boyd. And like I said, offense is not her game. Boyd, she's there for defense only. Radio.Dominican.edu. We'll be back.
.11:46 to go, fans. 9-0. I don't want to say I'm speechless, Pia, but I don't have much to say about the Penguins squad so far.
Let's just say both of us are speechless.
Well, it is a combination of things. I mean, it has to be. It's 9-0, 11:41, after the D's just came off a great win against Notre Dame. Right now, they couldn't look worse. And now it's an attempted, not really an alley-oop, but a high throw to the end line for Sarah Nelson. Boscarino heaved it right over her head out of bounds. Another unforced error, 11:31 to go. Believe me, once the Penguins catch fire and get something going, I'm going to be the biggest homer in history. But right now, and I don't mean to dwell on the negative, but darn it. And there's a great steal by, well, it was set up initially by Sanchez into the hands of Boscarino, who laid it in. The bucket's waved off.
Now I'm wondering if that's a clear path foul, because it looked like Boscarino had her beat. So if it's a clear path foul, she gets two shots and the Penguins get the ball back, but I don't think it is.
No, the Penguins are going to get the ball on the sideline after the steal by Sanchez. Why it didn't count, I'm not sure. And a substitution as Collins comes back in place of Farah Shakur. 11:17 to go. Boscarino brings it in. Turn around from Sarah Nelson, deep from 5 feet. 11-12. I thought we were going to have a bucket for the Penguins. We're bound to get one tonight.
What's weird, Stu, we're still down seven. We're still down by single digits.
Yeah, that is weird. 11 minutes to go exactly, fans. It's 9-0. Collins from the free throw line, good. A long deuce, and now it's 11-0 as Yamauchi brings it up. Right side. Somebody's got to take control of this game. On the way, Sanchez. Three ball! There it is! 11-3. Sanchez gets the first score of the night. 9 minutes and 20 seconds into the game. 11-3. And Piab, I can't believe it, but the D's are still in this thing. Long two ball, top of the key. No good. Sanchez gets it. As up on the up on her feet comes Brianna Chambers, smashing her way to the end. They give it off to Sarah Nelson, who goes off the backboard very softly. 11-5. The Penguins on a 5-point unanswered run. 10-10. All the D's have got to get a little something going here with coming up on 10 minutes.
What a drive to the basket by Yamauchi.
Yeah, that was nice. Booker now from the top of the key. Missed it. Boscarino with a rebound. Gives it away. Back into the hands of Booker, who throws it down low. Booker takes it herself from the right side. Is good for two. 13-5. Boscarino coughed it up. And immediately Chambers pulls her aside and wants to talk to her about it. 9:53. The Penguins trail by only 13-5. Unbelievably low-scoring event for both teams after the Penguins went almost a full quarter without scoring a single bucket. Timeout on the floor. 13-5. We're back in 10 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Well, that was about 10 seconds. 13-5, fans. 9:53. We're back underway as Yamauchi has in the backcourt. Gators with some tremendous backcourt heat has really kind of thrown the Penguins off so far. There's been a couple of nice moments in the last 2.5 minutes of play for the DUs, who are starting to look a little bit better as Sanchez summarily chucks it away. Oh, and returning the favor into the hands of Boscarino. The Gators, who stole it away, get it right back. And we're going to try this again. Right corner, Boscarino. Three ball short. Taken down by the Gators. Lanika Boyd with another board. 13-5 with 9:15 to go and a whistle off ball. And it's going to be on Boscarino. No, it's against Sarah Nelson. As Roldan Carnes and Jasmine Cox re-enter the game in place of Marshall Yamauchi and Sanchez. Gator ball on the short side. They bring it into the top of the key and driving back toward the bucket on the left side is Van Sickle. She takes it herself and scores the deuce. It's a 10-point game with 9:06 to go in the first. Backcourt pressure and the Gators steal it away. They force the issue with a steal. Hitting the back of the backboard is Van Sickle. She gets her own rebound, kick back out to the left wing to Hicks. Hicks had it in and out from deep range. And somehow the Penguins force it out of bounds off of one of the Gators after the miss. 8:54 to go. Penguins down by 10. But it just doesn't seem like it's that big a deal.
As long as they can keep it close. As long as they can keep it close, they're still in the game.
Carnes has it. She brings it up. Switching off. Nice crossover move by Carnes. Now they get it indoors to Cox. Sarah Nelson on the left elbow. Head fake by Roldan. She's got 9 on the shot clock. Now down low, Cox. She's got trouble. Cox against Collins has nothing doing. And it goes out of bounds off of Sarah Nelson off the end line. Oh, boy. Cox was up against Collins and had no chance. Collins just too much defensively for any of the DUs. It just seems like none of the Penguins can handle the defense right now that the Gators are throwing at them.
Stu, Collins and Boyd are too strong for Jasmine Cox and Sarah Nelson. They are getting handled and worked in the paint.
So far, hard to argue that point. Brianna Harden has come in, a 5'11 freshman out of Los Banos. Coming up on 8 minutes, fans, a 10-point game still. As Piab mentioned, as long as the D's can stay close, they're going to be in this thing. Soft jumper from the left side of the baseline. No good. Collins gets it herself. Oh, Collins is rejected by Nelson. Shot clock violation as the referee bats the top of her head. We're inside of 8 minutes, and the Penguins get it. That's the second shot clock violation of the game against the Gators.
She blocked that shot. It's her length. She may be getting handled in the paint, but her length is what's keeping her in the game.
Timeout by San Francisco State. We're back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu worldwide.
Patrick Kayabia here on Radio.Dominican.edu. Jasmine Cox and Yvonne Sanchez were named to the PacWest Fantastic 15 for their win over NDNU on Saturday. Cox scored 20 and grabbed 8 rebounds, while Sanchez scored 12 and dished out 5 assists. Those were all career highs for the two players. Sarah Nelson leads Dominican with 13 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, and 4.8 blocks per game. Her 4.8 rebounds per game is currently best with NCAA Division II women's basketball players.
Penguins have it on the inbounds. Left side, Sanchez drives in with the hook shot. Oh, it rattles around and it falls. That's the first lucky break the Penguins have had all night. It's an 8-point game. 15-7 as Desiree Collins brings it up. We're at 7 minutes and 40 seconds in the first half, and now it's thrown away, and it's going to be called on Roldan. Roldan pushed off of Jennifer Lee going after the loose ball. That's the fifth team foul committed by the D.U.'s, only 3 committed by San Francisco State. An 8-point game with 7.5 to go. Van Sickle has it. She goes between the circles over to the left side, and Roldan continues to play some massive defense. I think Roldan feels like she wants to make up for those 3 early gives, and the layup from the left side by Nicole Hicks is no good, but Roldan with another one. And I can't imagine coach is going to leave Noelle Roldan in there much longer. Playing just a little too heavy for first half.
I hate to see Noelle struggle this way. She comes off the bench and brings a lot of energy for this team.
From the free throw line, Nicole Hicks is not even close. Hicks, a 5'7 senior out of Santa Clarita. And the first free throw is painfully short. Roldan does get yanked with Boscarino in her place. Kimmy Nakamura and Yvonne Sanchez re-enter. 7:27 to go. Hicks tries again. The lefty Hicks on the way. Missed it by a mile. Deep. One short, one deep. Collins box out and gets the rebound for San Francisco State. Jennifer Lee has Steph Carnes, the big hero against Notre Dame. Carnes against her. Collins has it, throws it way outside, then sets a screen for Van Sickle. Top of the key. 3 ball on the way, in and out. Loose ball. It's all over the place. And the D.U.'s can't get it. Rebound Hicks. She starts over now, gets it to Lee again. Shot clock resets, we're at 7 minutes exactly. Penguins down by 8 here in the first half. Lee, left side. Chi with the soft jumper. Lee pounds it home, Piab, and that was a nice pull up and bury, 17-7. 6:43 as Carnes brings it up.
You're talking about that pull up jumper. That was over Sarah Nelson.
Yeah, it's
Sarah
not easy
Nelson's
to do.
Over 6 foot.
Carnes goes up with a left-handed layup, air ball. No, she's 6'4". She's way over 6 feet. 6:27 to go. Carnes after the miss. The Penguins get the rebound. 3 ball on the way. And the Penguins! Sanchez buries a tray ball. That's 2 3 balls out of Sanchez, who's really been the only glimmer of hope so far for the DU. 17-10. Penguins are still in this thing. Collins against Nelson. Collins getting wrapped up. Nelson sticks the arms all over the place. And Brianna Chambers hates the call. They're going to end up calling it on Cox.
I'm looking at Brianna Chambers, our head coach. She wants Sarah Nelson to stay on the floor when there's a pump fake. That's why she got the foul call. She jumped up in the air, and then body-to-body contact brings Collins to the line.
Collins now 2 for 5 as she makes the first one. And you are absolutely right, Piab, as Nelson gets yanked and Hyatt's back in there. 6:06 to go. Collins goes back. It's an 8-point game. Collins on the way, and it's perfect, and she's just starting to look good. Both sides of the ball, too. Carnes is going to bring it in, or bring it up, I should say, left side of the timeline. 6 minutes exactly. Penguins trail by 9, which is a small miracle unto itself as Hyatt goes up and under with a beautiful reverse layup, Piab, 19-12, 5:45. She went baseline from the right side, came up and under as Sanchez forces the ball into media row.
Checking into the game, Nikki Gleason. This is her first playing time as a Penguin.
No, and just tonight.
Oh, just tonight.
Yeah, Gleason's been in plenty of times. In fact, she's a heck of an offensive player.
She also played freshman varsity when she went to high school. She played varsity when she was a freshman.
Well, that's why she's playing collegiately, as Carnes, the captain, brings it up. Carnes calls timeout as she gets wrapped up. Heads up timeout as Lee was absolutely plastered to her and Collins was riding up her back. 19-12, 5.5 to go. The Penguins are still in this thing in a big way after the worst start of the season. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Well, it's not Barbra Streisand, it's Piop. But almost. 5:29 to go. 19-12. He sings like her. Outside, Sanchez again. Oh, she missed this one from the exact same play. Boy, she likes that back right corner for three. Sanchez is 2 for 3 now from that spot. And this one was the perfect distance. It was just a little bit inside as the rebound is taken down by Nikki Gleason. Gleason, a 5'7 freshman out of Valley Springs, went to Calaveras High. Now the steal at midcourt by Jennifer Lee. Everybody ends up falling down. Whistles with 5:07 to go.
Now, Stu, you were looking at Van Sickle. She's missing a lot of threes. Penguins need to take that, and they better be thankful because when she gets going from three-point range, she's going to be raining on them here in the Conlin Center.
Jennifer Lee, the 5'3" junior from San Jose, on the line, toes the line with the right foot, a wide-open stance, missed the free throw by a mile as Gleason has it. Good rebound there after Collins stuck an arm in. Here goes Sanchez again. She's on that right side. She's thinking about it. Gleason drives in. She fakes with head fake. Carnes left side on the stepped out on the baseline as she passed it off to Gleason. Darn it. 19-12, 4:52. Want to welcome everybody watching worldwide on the Stretch Network and listening at radio.dominican.edu.
Well, this is why the Penguins are struggling right now, and this is why they're behind. They have 12 turnovers. Steph Carnes just right there, and the one before that was Yvonne Sanchez. That was her third.
And a lot of it is because of Collins, who's just really forcing the issue every play. Collins, the biggest threat, the six-footer for the Gators, but she plays much bigger than 6 feet. Penguins now on defense, way outside with a three ball.
Wow.
Way out on the left wing, and Van Sickle connects 22-12, and it's back to 10. And the foul is committed as the Penguins brought it up by Samantha Campos, a 5'5 sophomore. She is out of Sacramento. Campos, the first minutes tonight.
Out of all the three, she makes one when someone's putting a hand in her face. Van Sickle. That was very Sickle.
Not bad. 4:27 to go. 22-12. Penguins have it now. She put the hammer on that Sickle, that's for sure. Right side, Boscarino off the glass, too much window. With coming up on 4 minutes, and it's another Gator rebound. Penguins trail by 10. That's the biggest margin so far. It hasn't been greater than that. The DUs better keep it right there. Collins has it with a give and go. The putback is missed. Gleason with a rebound. Oh, almost another steal. Again, the backcourt pressure. Van Sickle, right side. DU is too much window for the driving Kimi Nakamura. But it's like the Penguins are just too pumped. They're just shooting with too much on everything. Van Sickle in the right corner. She throws it down low and off ball is called against Shannon Rankin. Rankin, a 5'10 junior out of Napa Solano, and has a media timeout with 3:40 to go. The Penguins still trail by 10. Can they hold on? Well, I think DU fans worldwide believe they can, especially after their last performance against Notre Dame. We're back in 30 seconds on radio.dominican.edu. .340 to go in the first half, 22-12. Penguins have committed 8, Gators committed 5. Finals ended last Friday. So not a ton of students here, although a pretty good crowd on hand, considering. Penguins don't have too many home games over the break as we're back underway. Yamauchi brings it up across the timeline. They pass it around, right side. No look over to Kimi. Oh, boy, I thought she walked with it, but
yeah,
no whistle.
So too.
3.5. Kimi gets tripped inadvertently by Nicole Hicks. Oh, no, they called it on her. She reached in. Hicks picks up another, the sixth on the Gators. That's the first on Hicks. 3:29 to go. D's from the sideline, Boscarino. Gleason's got it. She fires it to Hyatt. Drives in. Hyatt has it stripped away. Loose ball. Gets it again. Possession arrow will go the way of the Penguins. They get to hold on to it. 22-12 with 3:21.
So this is what's going on in the paint, Stu. Every time they give it to a big, help defense from SF State is causing the bigs to turn it over and get those jump balls.
Thrown away as Gleason could not find Nakamura. And it goes right between Nakamura's legs. Shakur picks it up and goes the distance. Easiest layup of her collegiate career, 24-12. And now it's a 12-point game. The turnaround to Hyatt does fall in as the Penguins transition the other way to answer with 3 minutes exactly. Back to 10 points, 24-14. And now the Penguins are playing backcourt pressure, finally. It seems like you're going to have to answer that kind of pressure. Van Sickle's got it in the corner. Now she goes down low to the baseline, heaved up, hits the top of the shot clock by Rankin. And the Penguins get it down. Rankin didn't have any side spin on it, so it wasn't going to work toward the bucket. 2.5 to go, fans. Yamauchi drives in. Yamauchi, no looks in the middle, throws it away. Hyatt was the intended receiver, but there were 14 Gators in the paint, and there's no way. 14 on one, it's very hard to get the ball. 24-14, 2:20 to go.
You mentioned 14. Penguins have 14 turnovers. This is what's costing them a game.
Shakur brings it up. Now a big long three ball right corner by Van Sickle is no good. The Penguins get the rebound with Boscarino hauling it in. Gleason brings it up. Gleason takes it herself. Gleason slides. Yep, and they call it. I saw the slipping and sliding going on a mile away as Brianna Chambers is going to bring in four freshies. And by freshies, I mean players who've already been in tonight, but including Sarah Nelson, who's back in there. It just seems like the Penguins feel more secure with Nelson in there, although my favorite combo is Nelson and Hyatt at the same time. Although we don't see that too often, usually just in the second half. Speaking of the second half, we're coming up on the end of the first half. It's a 10-point game. The Gators are killing the Penguins. And Brianna Chambers is really going to have to make some adjustments at halftime as an air ball goes up, a rebound. Nicole Hicks gets the rebound of the air ball. Now, if it doesn't touch anything, is that a rebound, P-Ub? Or it's just, it's like a pass.
It's still a rebound.
Left side shot on goal from the corner by the Penguins. Julia Brew does not go. Nelson with a rebound. Two shots on goal from 3 feet away, and she can't make it. The long heave to the other end, Samantha Campos, between her fingertips. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Penguin ball.
It's frustrating to see Nelson struggle in the paint because she averages 13 points a game and 11 rebounds a game. It's amazing that she's struggling.
She had 26 against Stanislaus.
Yeah, 26.
24-14, fans, as the Penguins have the ball. And now there's all kinds of pressure going on, and somehow the DUs get it. Keep it, I should say. Gleason, three ball on the way. In, out, and in. 24-17, Gleason converts from long range. Coming up on 105. We are at 105. Inbounds now. That was Brew, not Gleason. Brew with the three ball. And we're inside of a minute as Sarah Nelson gets wrapped up under the bucket. And they call it against Booker.
They need to get Booker in foul trouble, Stu. Booker could shoot it, and she can shoot it great.
Do you have the numbers on Booker?
Booker, she's 1 for 5. She's struggling, and that's good because she could score 15 a game. That's her season high, 15.
Penguins down by 7. 24-17, Sarah Nelson on the line with 56.5 to go in the first half. 6'4", sophomore. On the way, short. Not even close. I mean, not even close.
Tough to see that. She's 72% from the line.
That's what I'm saying. A line drive also from the line, which you just don't see Nelson. It's usually a big, majestic, loping kind of an arc. Left side with the hook shot, no, by Nicole Hicks. The Penguins with the rebound. Then it's given away. Now another loose ball out off the end line, and they're going to give it back to San Francisco State. Well, the referee indicated back and forth, back and forth. 29 seconds to go. Boy, from here, it looked like it was DU ball.
It did. That's four turnovers on Sanchez, Stu. 15 on the Penguins.
The 5'7" senior, Nicole Hicks, is going to bring it in on the end line. Right under the bucket. Quick timeout, and they get it back inbounds now. To Jennifer Lee, she goes top of the key. 25 seconds, the shot clock is off. Here's a dribble drive from the left wing. No good, but the rebound again by Hicks goes into the hands of Samantha Campos. And again, the Gators with a tremendous boxing out. And finally, the Penguins, after the shot on goal, does not go. Now it's one-on-one to the right side. Softly by Sanchez, no, very short. 1 second, and that's it. 24-17 at the end of the first half, Piab, and I'm only going to have to say this one more time, and this will be the end of it. The worst start of the season for the Penguins. Now, the season is very early. I get it. The DUs are 2-4 coming off of their greatest, just most tremendous victory, I would say, as far back as I can remember in the last year or so, after the win against Notre Dame just a couple of nights ago. And then that first half was funky. Penguins trail 24-17, 14-36.
Now, Stu, you're telling me this is their worst start of the season, but defensively they're in this game. They're only down 7.
That's the thing. That's what's holding on. That's what's keeping them in it.
And what's keeping them out of it is just the defensive pressure of the SF Gators, and it's because the way they're using help defense, they're using that help defense when every time the ball is thrown in the paint for the Penguins, every time it's thrown into Cox, Hyatt, or Sarah Nelson, someone comes over to help the big man, and that's what causing them to have a shot that's really off, and that's what causing them not to have points in the paint.
And you're right. I should mention that when I say it's their worst start, I'm talking offensively because this is a defensive game. Both teams playing one another extremely tough on the defensive side of the ball. That's why it's such a low-scoring affair, for one thing, 24-17 at halftime, fans. Can the Penguins adjust? Well, if anybody can do it, it's Breonna Chambers in her sixth year. I have all the confidence in the world in Coach Chambers. Yeah. So hopefully we'll have a better second half for you when we come back in 13 minutes. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, fans. Second half action just underway now. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab, 24-17. Penguins trail, and 6 seconds into it, a foul has been blown. No, it's just they're just stopping play for the shot clock, which has been an issue all season. They put 24 on the shot clock, and that is correct. It was off by 6 seconds. So here we go. As the Penguins are defending the Southern hoop now here in the second half, and San Francisco State very quickly converts. Lanika Boyd gets one off, and the Penguins again can't hold the ball even up to the timeline. That's how heavy the pressure's been in the backcourt. Penguins throw it away as Yamauchi, intended for Sanchez on the left elbow, throws it away. 26-17 now. 19-33, the Penguins, a very tough first half, and let's hope that they can get something going here in the second half. Very capable squad, in fact, one of the better teams I remember in the last 6 or 7 years. 13 years on the air. Right here on Penguin Radio, and thrown away again as Kimi Nakamura, intended for Nelson. It just seems like there's always a Gator in perfect position. Nicole Hicks has it. She works it down low to Shakur, who converts from close range. 19 minutes to go. The Penguins trail by 11, the greatest margin. Kimi three ball on the way from the left wing, and that's a little bit deep back at her. Rebound. Gators 28-17. They bring it down very methodically. 18:45 to go. As you can hear, Breonna Chambers only a few feet away from yours truly.
Oh, man.
Turnaround jumper goes down by Faraz Shakur. She'll go to the line with an and-one opportunity. It's 30-17, 18:41 to go.
Shakur's in attack mode. These are two baskets she made back-to-back. Then she makes a hook shot with a three-point play. You must be kidding me.
That was Dr. J-esque right there. Shakur will go to the line.
You're about that Dr. J-esque, because Dr. J holds that ball back and then he'll put it back in just like that.
That's what Shakur did. She palmed it for a while. Held it away from the defender and then let it fly. Now Shakur doesn't know what's going on.
Is that skilled?
And she's just going to get one. For some reason, the referee had to come over and clear it at media row, but everybody in the house knew the bucket counted. It wasn't going to be two. Was only the first foul of the second half. And it's good. So now it's 31-17, and the Penguins are bringing it up. More full court pressure by Dr. Joaquin Wallace and his ladies from San Francisco State, from Dominican University of California. They get it indoors to Sarah Nelson, who has it stripped away. But not without a foul. Shannon Rankin. Oh, check it. That was called on Lanika Boyd.
her first.
18-29 to go. Inbounds. They get it to Hyatt on the way. Hyatt softly. And amid heavy traffic, Hyatt converts. 31-19, 18-20 to go. The DUs are going to – clearly the DUs must not just match baskets at this point. They're going to have to get something going in a big way. And with the dribble drive, Jennifer Lee hands it away into the hands of Hyatt. Lee is all over Yamauchi here at midcourt right here in front of the broadcasting area. Noelle Roldan drives in baseline, steps on the line. She's out of bounds. Roldan has not had a Roldan-esque night.
She hasn't. She has four turnovers on the night.
She's been playing great. I don't think she has any points.
No points.
31-19 with 17:48 to go. Low bounce pass. They get it indoors. Now back outside as Boyd has it. She goes top of the key. Drifting to the left is Hicks. Now into the corner. Back over to Boyd. Boyd stutter steps. Boyd goes top of the key. Almost stripped away by Yamauchi. On the way for a long deuce by Shakur. No. Lanika Boyd gets a rebound. And then she fires it off Sarah Nelson in her place. And 31-19, there was the PA went crazy here and they stopped play because all of a sudden there was music happening right in the middle of play.
I thought it was going to be like a club in here, Stu.
Yeah, like one of those rock and bowl nights, you know, where you bowl the music going. 31-19, can't play basketball with the sound system going crazy. So they settle things down, 17-13.
Another turnover
forced. Yeah, for the hands of Yamauchi. No-look pass from the right to the left over to Van Sickle. She drives it in left side baseline. No. Down by Hyatt. Wow, the Penguins are lucky, and that's a little bit of luck the DUs need. Driving it in for the Penguins, Sanchez right side. Yamauchi to Roldan. Head fake thinking 3-16-50. Indoors again to Nelson, who's having nothing but trouble tonight with the Jennifer Lee at 5'3". Three ball on the way by Roldan. In and out, and nope, it stays out. Hyatt with the put back. Finger roll, no. Roldan forces it. Hyatt gets it back. No, three shots on goal. They can't get it to go. Now bouncing it off of the legs. That was the old schoolyard style, yeah. Off of the legs. Falling out of bounds off of the legs of Hyatt. 31-19, 16-34 with a play-by-play. Here's P.O.
Speaking of schoolyard stuff, I used to do that all the time when I was in middle school.
Of course.
Back in OLM Daly City. The Gators, Lee, will take it cross half court, and she's going to slow down the tempo.
I still do that.
You have to during pickup games.
Well, when the radio squad is playing against a math club, I'll always bounce it off of them.
Those math guys don't know how to play.
But they could shoot the three ball because they're good at those angles.
It's true. Well, the geometry guys are good off the window.
There's a team second foul. Dominican Penguins second foul. So they're going to reset the shot clock. Van Sickle going to find Collins. He's going to drive the lane. 25 on the shot clock. Good help D by Nelson. Van Sickle shoot the mid-range. Jay, good offensive rebound by Collins. She's using that big, thick body to pound her way into the middle. 33-19, 16:04 left in the game. Roldan with a crossover move. She's going to take it to the lane. And she gets fouled. She's going to get a trip to the line. She's been scoreless all night. Hopefully she can get a chance to get some points on this board. We have immediate timeout. Hopefully with Roldan at the line, she could get some points. Radio.dominican.edu.
I'll bring in 26.7% shooting for the Penguins in the first half. That's not just me bellyaching. That's the number. 33-19, he's pretty up.
The Penguins are also 0% from the line. They're 0-1. So hopefully Roldan could change that number right here and get her first points, like I said before the break. Roldan now trying to heat up. She makes her first. 33-20. Penguins hoping this could go to single digits. If they get a stop, she's 2-for-2. 33-21, 15:57 left.
You said it best there, Piab. If Roldan can get hot, she's one of those spark plug players that can make a big difference in the game.
Reminds me a lot of Melissa Wise when she played for the Penguins. She's just those spark plugs you need to have on offense.
That's a good call.
33-21.
The Wise comparison is a perfect call.
12 seconds on the shot clock. Hicks, she could get going. That's off glass. And little Steph Collins fighting with Collins. Collins gets the rebound, of course, with that matchup. 26 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Van Sickle, guarded by Roldan. Back to Shakur, and she'll pock that up. And it's offensive rebound by the Gators. This is what's getting the Penguins in trouble.
Yeah, Collins is doing it all. Collins gets every rebound, it seems like.
Just manhandling that small frame of Sarah Nelson. There's the drive, and Van Sickle can't do that. She's a three-point shooter. She tried to take it to the lane, and she got denied.
Piop, this is my favorite setup with the two twin towers and then the three quick players.
And there's Yvonne Sanchez getting another turnover. She's got five on the night.
Giving another turnover, you mean, not getting.
And Hicks will lose it out of bounds. That's off Sarah Nelson. And she shows her dismay to the referee. 33-21 still, 14-48 left.
Right. Nelson has been kind of emotional tonight in a way she's not usually. She's usually really calm and collected, but tonight she's flustered.
Well, it's good to see that, especially from a young player, especially a young sophomore like Sarah Nelson. Collins going to take it to the rack. Mid-range J missed. 33-21 still. Carnes going to pick up the pace. Finds Roldan. She'll drive the lane. Trying to give it to Nelson down low. Nelson getting in trouble. Oh. She elbowed Collins right in the jaw. That was like a UFC match. BJ Penn throwing those elbows. So that's a turnover. Penguins got to stop giving the ball away. These are easy, easy buckets the Penguins could find in the post with Nelson. Offensive foul on her. And you hear that. Coach Chambers is saying that the Gators are reaching inside for Sarah Nelson. That's why she got the elbow out.
They call a technical foul against Nelson on that play. She was really heaving the elbows all over the place. And when the referee comes up and crosses the arms.
Now, Stu, you're talking about being too emotional. There's nothing wrong showing emotion on the court, but throwing an elbow like that, that's too emotional.
Yeah, you're right. That was just a result of just being frustrated. First one goes.
34-21 after Shakur, who's shooting the technical free throws, nails the first. Nails the second. 35-21 now, 14-30 left, 30 seconds on the shot clock. Giving the Gators extra possession is not smart because they are killing the Penguins down low, especially on the defensive end.
And it's a point and possession play on a technical foul. Gator. Boy, that's a tough call on Sarah Nelson. I don't remember Nelson picking up a T ever.
And also, it's weird they're calling a technical foul on an elbow. That's part of the game unless it was intentional. If it was intentional, it would be something different. But knowing Nelson, she doesn't have that fire to throw an elbow in the middle of the game. That's a missed three by Van Sickle. Reset of the shot clock, and there's going to be a defensive foul reach in. I'm sorry, there's going to be a 30-second timeout by Coach Dr. Wallace of the Gators. 14-10 left in the game. Radio.Dominican.edu. With the Penguins down 14 with 14-10 left in the game and the Gators having the ball, this is something the Penguins need. They need a stop on the defensive end. Roldan, Hyatt, Karn, Sanchez, and Nelson are checking in.
Yeah, Piob, even though the Gators are way out in front right now, they're not playing that well.
No, they're not.
They're playing some good defense. The Penguins are playing fair defense. Neither team is playing even good offense.
The Penguins did not make that adjustment with that help man defense that the Gators are doing. Turnover by the Gators. Carnes do a little 360 move. She'll give it to Hyatt, and this are the points the Penguins need. Easy buckets like that, and she misses two, Hyatt does. Rebound by Shakur and Van Sickle. You got to be careful with her. She's not hot on the three-point line today, but once she gets going, it's going to be a defensive misery for the Penguins. To the inside, Shakur. 15 seconds on the shot clock. There's Van Sickle. There's her tray from downtown. 38-21. Like I said, do not get her going. 38-21. 13-30 left in the game. Karn. Von Sanchez. They want to give it to Hyatt. And Nelson, there's her hook shot. Now can't she get going? 38-23. Penguins down. Gators possession. They give it to Van Sickle. Van Sickle will give it away. Give it to Hicks. Back to Shakur. What a behind-the-back pass to Varney, but she misses badly. That was an easy bucket they could have got. Sanchez now going to take it to the lane. Look at those ups by Shakur. Shakur now over Carnes. Carnes forces her to miss that bucket, but Hicks with the offensive rebound and that help offense after that fast break will get the bucket. 40-23, 12:43 left in the game. Hicks, you don't want her to get going, too. This is when the Gators get scary.
Roll down. 4-on-1 down at the other end. That's how good the defense was. Gators turned it around. 4-on-1 in favor of San Francisco State.
4-on-1, and they had the defender was Carnes, so she was 5-1. Yeah. Shakur is listed at 5'11", so who would win that matchup? Can you believe that?
Yeah, and they did.
40-23, 17 on the shot clock.
Collins is getting ready to re-enter, too.
And that's scary. There's Van Sickle. She misses the tray. And Hicks getting the rebound over Nelson. She misses. Roldan with the rebound. Carnes going to try to find some energy. She gets pickpocketed. You do not want to see that in an alleyway. Here's Van Sickle. Easy layup for Dose. Count that and a timeout for the Gators. Penguins down 42-23. They do not want this game to slip away from them. Radio.Dominican.edu.
.11:51 to go, fans. 42-23. And a lot of smiles on the Gators' side, and rightfully so. Their defense has just been superior tonight, and that's held the Penguins at bay, and that's putting it nicely. Here's Piot.
Now we're talking about schoolyard play earlier. Stephanie Carnes dribbling the ball above her waist. That's going to get stolen every time, and she knows that. And it's a steal by Collins. How about the energy? Collins is giving the Gators off the bench. That's a turnover by the Penguins. Van Sickle to the inside to Varney. Air ball, and it's going to be Gators ball. It was an air ball because it was tipped by Jasmine Cox. And we have a media timeout. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu with the Penguins down 19.
NC2A basketball from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabia with 11.5 to go. 42-23. Second half, Pia.
Yeah, second half, and the game is slipping away. They were down 7 at one point.
For a long time.
And being down 9 after the Penguins not making anything in the first half, that shows you the great defense. Collins all by herself, matchup against Steph Carnes. Good chalk play drawn up by Coach Dr. Wallace.
Yeah, that was Booker bringing it in on the end line right under the bucket to Collins, and that's a Booker to Collins, a tough matchup.
Booker on Yamauchi is a tough matchup. She was sticking it with Yamauchi, and Yamauchi's faster. And there's a travel. That's another turnover by the Penguins. That's a travel by Erica Lorenz. I'm sorry, by Julia Brew.
That's right.
Julia Brew not used to getting the ball on the inside. She's used to shooting three balls. She's a replacement of Ariana Flynn, who plays at NDNU now. Van Sickle gets blocked by Cox. Get that out of my house. It's my home court. But a foul also on SF State. Dominican will keep the ball. Bossarino going to inbound it. She's going to try to give it to Yamauchi or Carnes. These are 2 point guards. Make it 3 because Bossarino can handle the ball as well. Yamauchi going to be guarded by Booker, and Booker's just intimidating. She's taller than Yamauchi, and she's keeping up with her. Very athletic. Ball to Carnes. 20 on the shot clock. Shake and bake move. Jasmine Cox gets it stripped away. Another turnover.
Had nothing in her hands on the way up.
Van Sickle now showing her point guard play. Collins, are you kidding me? Getting guarded by Bossarino, and she airballs it. 44-23, 10:28 left. Bossarino going to take it to Van Sickle, and it gets it turned over again. These are turnovers that are killing the Penguins, and it's what's making them slip away the game. 46-23, Penguins down 23. 10:13 left in the game.
That was Booker with the steal and the distance all the way to the other end. Easy layup, too.
Look, Booker's a veteran. She's a senior guarding a sophomore. Carnes will miss it, and Collins. Look at Carnes, though. After Collins gets that rebound, she still sticks with her. 46-23, 9:55 left. They're going to give it easy to Varney. Gets blocked by Bossarino.
That was the bottom of the backboard.
Oh, excuse me. Well, she made her change
that
shot.
There you go. Bossarino pushed her into it.
She almost gets it stolen.
I like Boscarino's energy, man. She's just solid all the way around. She's a great get for the team.
Boscarino's great.
Yeah.
But here's the running gun offense that the Gators wanted to show all day long. Easy layup. That's Lorenz. Lorenz barely plays, too.
And the restricted area was absolutely without a Penguin in it.
Nikki Gleason comes in for the Penguins. 48-23, 9:17 left. Booker still on top of Yamauchi. And they're going to call a timeout, and that's a smart one because the game is slipping away. 9:13, they can still come back if they get some stops and get some shots on the board. 9:13 left. Radio, .dominican.edu.
.48-23 fans, 9:13 to go in the second half. And like Piob mentioned, the Gators are really starting to pull away now. Total daylight. Both teams with three fouls. Penguins on offense. Here's Piob.
The funny thing is, why the Gators are doing so well, it's not because of their scoring. It's because of the two energy players they have. Because of Collins,
yep,
and also because of Lanika Boyd. These are the energy players they're having on defense, and it's causing them to make the Penguins turn the ball over.
Michaela Booker is a 5'8" senior out of Union City, went to James Logan High.
Jasmine Cox, first attempt at the free throw line. She's been struggling all season long at the line. Jasmine Cox is shooting the free throws at 50%, and that just dropped it to 40-something after missing that one. 48-23, Penguins down 25, 8:58 left. Cox, she could bring her free throw percentage back to 50 if she makes this.
Jennifer Lee does. Jennifer Lee has re-entered.
Jennifer Lee re-entering for the Gators. And Booker almost walks with it. Gives the ball back to Collins. Now it's to Shakur. Back to Lee. They're just going to use some clock. They don't want the Penguins to get back into this. 48-24 left. Booker misses. Rebound, Boscarino. Boscarino almost turns it over. Lee pressuring Yamauchi. Yamauchi's having a tough night. Booker and Lee are on white on rice on him. Jesse Marshall will miss that. Marshall getting her own rebound. 28 seconds left in the shot clock. Now they're going to slow it down.
That was one of the maybe just two or three offensive rebounds the Penguins have had all night.
And it comes from guards.
Yeah.
And Boscarino, the freshman, over Shakur. That's an athletic move that the Penguins needed.
God, that was a pull up and pop. That was beautiful.
48-26, 8:09. Booker going to take it all the way to the house. Rebounded by Collins, but gets it stripped away. It's going to be Gators' ball. It's out on White. That's gonna be off. I believe Nikki Gleason. So the Gators gonna inbound. They're gonna give it to Lee. Lee to Shakur. She can hit that mid-range, Jay, no problem, but she misses that, and it's not even close. Jesse Marshall gonna give it to Yamauchi. Coach Chambers wants to keep the pressure going. Boscarino turns it over again. That's 26 turnovers for the Penguins. 48-26, 7:40 left.
Yeah, by and large, Piob, the Gators are just bigger than the last couple teams that the Penguins have played. Player to man-to-man, the players are just bigger and badder. And that's why the D's are having so much trouble passing the ball. I'm going to say more than 50% of these turnovers come off of short-range passes that are bread and butter for the D's all day long in the last couple of games. And tonight they're just really tough on them. We have a media timeout, 48-26 with 7.5 to go. Piob and I will be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to NC2A Penguin Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins at Dominican University of California. Seven and a half to go, fans. 48-26. Are you kidding me? I just didn't see this. Watching these two teams warm up, I swear, Piob, not because I'm a homer, but because I watched them warm up, I would have bet on the Penguins tonight. And with 7.5 to go, it's a pretty long row to hoe at this point for Brianna Chambers, especially the way the team's playing. They really haven't responded in the way that they are going to need to if they want to put some pressure on the Gators.
Yeah, they, like you mentioned, they haven't made adjustments at halftime. And in order to make adjustments, they have to learn how to attack these bigger bodies they have. And Nikki Gleason does it right there. An easy left-handed layup. She almost got the ball stripped away from her, too.
It was actually stripped for a moment. She got it back and put it up.
You said it was an easy layup. I'd say it was a pretty difficult one.
Jesse Marshall going to guard Shakur to Collins in the inside. Cox, good defense. It gets stuck up in the air.
It really
stuck up in the rim, I'm sorry. Collins gives it back to Shakur, back to Lee.
Was lying on the rim for, it seemed, an eternity. Three ball, left corner. Uh-oh. Here go the Penguins. Cox from 22 buries it. 51-28, 6:43. Boscarino's got it on the fast break to the other end.
Boscarino misses that mid-range J from the line, too. Lee, quick pass to Erica Lorenz, who barely plays. She makes a three and then comes back with a fast break layup. 53-28. The Penguins were just down by 10 buckets. Now they're down by 13 buckets. 53-28, 6:17 left.
Depends
Boscarino
on what kind.
Almost has a chance for a three-point play.
Depends on what kind of buckets you're talking about.
Now Boscarino, good way to attack the rim. This is what the Penguins should have done earlier in the game. Just attack the rim and try to get the bigger bodies in foul trouble. Boscarino, her free throws. Misses the first one. Freshman, she's a freshman. She's going to learn how to shoot these free throws. And it's a good time to learn being down 53-28. 6:14 left in the game. Boscarino, 0 for 1 from the line. Ready to check in is Kimi Nakamura. Boscarino second. Rims in and out. Rebound by Shanae Jackson. Stolen Yvonne Sanchez. 53-30.
Can you imagine that? Sanchez in the backcourt stole it away from a three-foot throw from Collins and put it right up in stride.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's the same team. That's how good a play that was.
Shalane Jackson getting her first playing time. Home run pass from Collins to Lorenz. Back to Lee. Seven on the shot clock. Good D by the Penguins. Collins left by herself. Back to Shakur. That's easy. 55-30. 5:40 left in the game. Carnes going to drive past Lorenz. Now Carnes.
That Shakur is too tough under the bucket.
Yeah. That's why they call her Tupac. And Lauren Hyatt tries to do a hook shot, gets fouled, but she has a chance at the line, and she shoots it well from the line. She's 70%.
I don't think that's why they call her Tupac.
Who knows? She could be an underground rapper. You don't know.
Two-point Shakur, maybe we'll call it.
Two-point Shakur. Hey, Stu, I know you could rap a little bit. T-Baby's been teaching you a little bit of stuff. Maybe you should go and ask Shakur if you could rap with her. Like I said, Lauren Hyatt, good at the line, nails the first one. Easy swish.
I would lay something out for you, but I don't want to embarrass T-Baby right here.
Oh, you want to embarrass T-Baby?
No. You know, he's just okay at the craft.
Okay. Lauren Hyatt. 2 for 2 at the line. She's shooting over 70% at the line now. Collins.
Let's put her on the line more then. How about that? We need points, and if we can get a 70% at anything, let's get her there.
Oh, Jackson. I think she walked with it.
Yeah, that's a charge.
But they're gonna call an offensive foul on her, Stu.
Yeah. Saw it from here. Even I saw that one.
I saw a walk, but hey, either way, Penguins got the ball back. 5:16 left. Penguins down 55-32. Carnes, Nakamura, Trey. No.
Nakamura's.
Jennifer Lee going to give it to Shakur. Shakur's on it, and she gets fouled. She'll go to the line.
Nakamura's 0 for outside, and one of the best three-point shooters in DU history. It's not like her.
That's Lauren Hyatt's third. She fouled Shakur. And here's Shakur. Her free throw's good. From the line, they're shooting it at 50%. The Gators are. Shakur, in and out. But Collins, look at her fighting for that ball. The Gators get another possession just because of that hustle that Collins has shown.
You're right. That's exactly what it was. It was just deep hustle.
Lee getting guarded by Collins, their defensive specialist. Back to Shakur. Shakur, easy move over roll. Dan, back to Lee. 10 seconds on the shot clock. A little shake and bake. Look at that athleticism, but the ball just couldn't get off front iron. 56-32, 4:35 left. Here's Nakamura in the inside, barely goes in there. And Sanchez mid-range, Jay connects. 56-34, 4:26 left. Turnover, the Penguins want to attack. Roldan thought about the three. Gets bothered by Lee. Here's Nakamura's mid-range J.
Come on.
Nakamura can't get anything going on offense, and Collins gets another rebound.
It was a clean look, too, after a great steal by Hyatt.
The funny thing is, Roldan had an easy look for three.
Yeah, she didn't want it, though. You're right. She was bothered.
Roldan causing problems from Jackson. Jackson pushed off Sanchez, but no call. 10 seconds left on the shot clock, and there's going to be a foul on the Penguins. That's going to reset the shot clock back to 14, I believe.
Yeah, that was on Roldan trying to do too much. She was doing a lot.
It's on Hyatt. That's her fourth.
Off ball, you're right.
One more, I believe she's out of the out of the contest.
One more, she's out.
Well, media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball here at Dominican University on the number one station to listen to, radio.dominican.edu.
The number one anywhere.
Anywhere. 56 left in the game. 56-34, 28 on the shot clock. Hicks is going to guard, is going to drive on Yamauchi. No relation to the other Hicks on the team. And she's going to be called for a travel. Yamauchi making Hicks travel with it. So here in the contest, we have Julia Brui, Danielle Yamauchi, Boscarino, Nikki Gleason, and Sarah Nelson. Gleason finds Brew. Back to, oh man, another turnover.
Another short pass missed.
Campos misses that one. Collins, she is on the boards like no other.
Collins emerges from the pack, a veritable rookery of Penguins.
And driving the lane hard is Shalane Jackson. She gets called for the foul, and she gets two shots at the line. To be honest, completely honest here, Collins is getting boards like Ben Wallace, because Ben Wallace is known to get rebounds. She's reminding me a lot of Ben Wallace.
That's a compliment in the highest regard right there.
Yeah.
Big time.
Jackson nails the first one. Brew going to check out, and instant offense, Yvonne Sanchez checks in. 57-34, 3:20 left. Jackson second. Two swishes. They're on the money.
Yeah, Collins is just a big, powerful player all around. That's why she gets all those boards and all those attempts.
She's not tall. Either is Ben Wallace.
Six-footer. She's the tallest player on the team.
Gleason left-handed. Can't get that. Nelson. And one. She did that fading away using her height. 58-36. And Nelson, the 72% free throw shooter, has a chance to cut this lead. Nelson toes it on the nail and misses. 3:05 left. Rebound goes to the Gators. Yvonne Sanchez causes a turnover. Driving that lane with Samantha Campos. You got to be careful against Sanchez. Sanchez holding her midsection. She got elbowed there. And that's why Nakamura is checking in. 3 minutes flat left. Gleason going to try to go by Collins. Collins too strong and too fast. Sanchez gives it to Boscarino. Boscarino needs to learn how to take care of that ball, but she's showing some handles there. Going by Jackson, and there's going to be a foul on Campos. Campos, another elbow there to Yvonne Sanchez. Sanchez still holding that midsection.
Hey, you're right, she is.
58-36. They could cut it to 20 with 2:45 left. Sanchez. And you can hear the crowd. D'Artagnan Meigs, the original player from the Himalayas, said bang, and he was right. Yvonne Sanchez nails that one. 58-37. Can they cut it to 20? 10 buckets. They do. 2:45 left. There could be enough time if the Penguins could get some stops. Fast stops, too. Hicks going to go past Boscarino. And there's a turnover. They get that. They do. Hyatt gets the ball, and here comes Yamauchi. 2:33 left. Sanchez back to Yamauchi. Loose ball. And Yamauchi with 2:25 left. They need to score fast if they want to get back in this game. Sanchez shake and bake. Sanchez 360. Pump fake. And she walked with it. A way to cut this lead. With 2:15 left in the game, 58-38. And we have a timeout called by Coach Brianna Chambers. She doesn't like what she sees. Radio.Dominican.edu with the Penguins down 20.
Two fifteen to go, 58-38. And the Penguins have shot themselves out of this game.
But they've been playing well defensively. You got to give it to them. They played well defensively.
Agreed. Yeah, I would say you're right about that.
Holding the Gators to 58 points with 2:15 left. Penguins down 10. By 20, sorry. 10 buckets, I mean. So here we go. And Sarah Nelson, this is the type of night the Penguins are having, missing easy buckets like that and turning the ball over.
Well, describe the bucket.
That bucket was too easy. She was down at the block. Two hands on the ball, no one around her, and she misses it, and it comes off front iron.
Yeah, it came in right just in front of her, not 2 feet away on the inbounds. Penguins had that quick up and in opportunity, and Nelson's just a little off her game, a little off balance there.
Nelson normally averages 13 points a game and 11 rebounds a game. She's a double-double machine, but today she's struggling.
Yeah.
Sanchez loses the ball out of bounds after he gets tipped by a Gator. Nelson only has 3 points.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? And you have a jump ball by Carnes after the missed ball by the Penguins. And it's going to be the Penguins' ball. Yeah, Sarah Nelson only has 3 points or 4 points.
Yeah.
4 points, 4 rebounds. SF State actually will take over this ball after that jump ball due to possession. Jackson leaps up for that ball over Boscarino. Jackson now going to drive to the hoop.
They're going to kill some of the clock now with just 90 seconds to go in the game.
Campos almost loses that ball. Hicks guarded by Carnes. They're almost the same height. Hicks is 5'3", Carnes 5'1". Hicks sees a lane wide open. 1 second left. And Boscarino, showing that energy she has, comes up with a loose ball, fade away. Nope, she's not Michael Jordan, can't make that.
The steal and the run the other direction was just, everything was perfect for Boscarino, but she met up under the bucket with Shalane Jackson, and that was just too much for her. Jackson got in her face, and Boscarino had to fade away too much.
First shot of the game for Brianna Harden. That is her first made bucket in 4 games. Boscarino shakes and bakes to hide in the inside. Can Nakamura nail this three? No, he can't. She can't. Another jump ball. It's going to be Penguin ball due to possession as well.
That shot by Harden, you said, was her first bucket. She played a couple minutes in the first half. Didn't take any shots, so you're right. And it was clean from about 18 and a half.
She averages 0.5 points a game still.
Yeah, so she's already way ahead of her average.
Well, she's a freshman, so she's not going to get a lot of playing time unless she impresses the coach in either way. But with Collins doing the dirty work, and she's listed at 5'11 as well as a forward, I don't think she's going to be seeing a lot of playing time.
And Collins is one of those players. She's so good, she makes the others around her play better and look good.
Not just that she's too good. It's just because she brings a lot of energy to the court.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She has all of the – on both sides of the ball. She's very good.
Now, this is a way that the Gators are resting their starters, making them feel fresh, and letting these young kids play a little bit. And that's what the Penguins are doing, too. Nikki Gleason and Brew are playing.
25 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And Penguins are Harden on defense. Oh, and now a
jump ball. She went up in the air. Cox, two hands on it. 60-38. 17.4 left.
And a foul.
And a foul, yes.
Oh, no. That's
it was a jump ball. Jump ball,
14
sorry.
On the shot clock.
Nakamura. With Carnes, Sanchez, Nakamura, and Cox playing, this is a message that Coach Chambers is saying. We need to score even though we're down over 20 points. We want to stay in the game, and we want to gain confidence for next game. And that's a shot clock violation. Shalane Jackson was dribbling with it all day, and that's the game as well. I'm sorry, they're going to put 1.1 second left after that shot clock violation.
Play it out, let's go!
Shalane Jackson, we don't know if she did that on purpose or not.
No, she didn't know.
4.1 seconds left in the game. Carnes, is she going to heave it up from half court or what? 0.2. Off back iron. Penguins lose a tough one here, Stu.
Yeah, this was a tough one. Final score 60-38. The D's just got outplayed defensively, I think. Right off of the bat, just out of the gate, the D's were just not themselves tonight. And the numbers, Piob, simply don't lie. If you look at the total points, you look at Yvonne Sanchez, kind of got something going, but was the high scorer with 10, which is just almost impossible to believe, followed by Hyatt with 8. And then the question is, where was Yamauchi? No points. Cox did have 3. Nelson with 4, averaging, what was it?
She averages 13 points a game and 11 rebounds.
I was going to say 15, but okay, she averages 13. She had 4 tonight. Boscarino had a couple of points in there. Brew, but as you mentioned, Brew, Boscarino, Gleason, they don't get a ton of time. You got to look, though, to Roldan. You got to look to Hyatt, Sanchez, Yamauchi, Nakamura, and, of course, Nelson. None of those 6 had anywhere near an average night tonight. Not even close to an average night. And it's not, I don't think it was because the Gators were so incredibly good or so tough. They did have a couple of spark plug players in Collins, especially in Van Stickle, and a little bit even in Lee, the 5'3". Lee, let's see here. Lee is at 5'3", and she seemed to get the arm in there just enough to mix things up for the DUs. Did you have something to say?
No, and also the Penguins were playing good defense, getting Van Sickle not even going from three-point land. She only made 2. And Van Sickle normally could heat up from there, and making her only make 2 threes is incredible. So,
yeah.
And the defensive help that the Gators are having on the defensive side, when someone's guarded by Collins and then you're going to bring Boyd to help, or someone's going to guard Shakur and then you're going to bring Collins in to help, that's what they're doing, and the Penguins just didn't make that adjustment.
Nakamura outside, 0 for 4.
I don't even think she scored this game except free throws.
No, she did. Nakamura scored nothing.
Nothing. She's goose egg this game.
She got goose egg this game, and it's just, I think it's just too much defense.
And guess what? Nakamura is struggling the last 2 games. Goose egg this game, 3 points the last game. She averages 8 points a game, Stu.
Yeah.
Something's up with her game.
One of the best outside shooters I've ever seen in DU history. And tonight she scores none. Sarah Nelson, 4 points, averaging 13. So the DUs just had one of those nights. I'm going to chalk it up to just one of those nights. They're not going to get too discouraged by it. Our next broadcast, fans, it looks like will be, wow, January 14th. Let's see. Well, women's basketball on the 14th. Men, of course, will be playing Cal State East Bay Saturday night against, right here at the Collins Center. That'll be 7 o'clock tip-off. Men only that night. And lucky for the Penguins, even though all of them count, tonight was a non-conference game. So, don't want anybody to go crazy and get too down after tonight's game. We had a big one against Notre Dame a couple nights ago, and it was just one of those nights. So, for Piob and the rest of the communications department, Stuart Horn signing off, saying thank you for so long. Thank you for joining us tonight for DU Basketball. We'll see you next time.